Would you like to talk to us about your unusual or interesting job? If so, give us a call at 866-NPR-FOOL, and perhaps we'll be featuring you on an upcoming Motley Fool radio show. It's now time for a new game.
Yes, David, it is time for our new game. It's a game of highs. It's a game of lows. It's our signature game, Stock Up or Stock Down. Back to you, David Gardner.
Here's how our game works. We're going to present you with two stocks. One was up over the last 12 months. One was down over the last 12 months. You tell us which stock was up and, as the voice seemed to indicate, which one was down. Our player this week is Ilinda from Phoenix, Arizona. Ilinda, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Ilinda, how do you spell your name?
It's E-L-I-N-D-A.
I hear your name. It's the first time I've heard of Ilinda. I, of course, have heard of Linda many times before. I'm thinking now of eBay, eHarmony, eToys. I got to ask, did you add the E to Ilinda during the late 1990s?
You know, my parents were very forward-thinking. They did it for me.
Excellent. It's E. Dave and E. Linda, and let's play Stock Up or Stock Down. You ready?
All right.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Three questions for you, Linda. You start out with three full ball caps. You're going to lose a ball cap for each incorrect answer. Can you pinky swear that you'll not be using a computer or any outside assistance?
Pinky swear.
All right. Stock Up or Stock Down, question number one. Krispy Kreme, 7-Eleven. Over the last 12 months, which one's up and which one's down?
I've got to say Krispy Kreme.
Is the one
it's
that's
up. Oh, I'm sorry. It's up. 7-Eleven's down.
It was close. I mean, you were one guess away.
One guess.
But in this case, in fact, 7-Eleven is up over about 20% in the past year. Krispy Kreme is down around 50%. As we mentioned earlier in the show, lots of us believe that Krispy Kreme is not down because of the whole Atkins diet or that it's donuts or fat content in its product. In fact, I think a lot of Americans appreciate that in their food. I'm actually one of them myself, but it was more bad management at Krispy Kreme, which really threw that company for a bad loop, and its shareholders too. People like, well, kind of me. I'm not a shareholder, but I had recommended the stock. Ouch.
Ouch.
Let me ask you this, Ilinda. Any advice for Krispy Kreme on how it can turn things around?
Well, let's see here. Build more stores.
Build more stores. Got to get the brand. It's the Starbucks approach to business.
There you go.
On a side note, as many people know, but not everybody, it's always worth pointing out, Starbucks really built its business without using television advertising in any way, shape, or form, building one of the best-known brands in America just through sheer business growth.
Wow.
Next one for you, Ilinda. Stock up or stock down, question number two. Here are the two stocks, one of them up, one of them down. Martha Stewart Living and The Gap. Ilinda, which one is up and which one is down?
Oh, boy. Let's go out on a limb and say Martha Stewart Living is up and The Gap is down.
Stay on that limb because it worked for you. Martha Stewart up around 40% over the last 12 months. Are you a Martha fan, by the way?
Somewhere. I definitely like the magazine.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any Martha stuff sitting around your house in any way, shape, or form?
Martha-ish, but not anything genuine Martha.
Okay, right. You're going with the cheap Martha approach.
I am.
And for those keeping score at home, shares of The Gap are down around 10% over the same period. Ilinda, if you could ask Martha Stewart one question, what would it be?
Why?
I think it's a very valid question. I think she would know what you meant. It is still amazing to think that over a stock trade that was measured in the hundreds of thousands of dollars, she ended up sacrificing about $100 million or more off of her company's market cap during that period of her life.
Wow.
Why does seem like a valid question.
Yeah.
You have retained at least one full ball cap. We have the third and final question for you. You still have two. Let's see if you can hold on to them now. Stock up or stock down, Ilinda? Question number three, Microsoft and Red Hat, the distributor of Linux software, which is a competitor to Microsoft. Which one is up? Which one is down over the last 12 months?
I seem to remember hearing something. Let's say Red Hat up and Microsoft down.
That is very true. Red Hat, in fact, has been on fire as a stock. It's up around 45% over the past year. Microsoft, by contrast, is down around 10%. What is your position on hats in general, Elinda?
Great, unless you have to take them off.
Very well put. What about men wearing hats outside of ball caps? What about the traditional look? You know, the Cary Grant movies. Where are those hats? Should they come back?
I think they should. I think they should.
So perhaps one day we will see a return of the fedora, the traditional chapeau. But for now, we're all wearing ball caps and in some cases, beanies. You know, it is worth mentioning that Red Hat is a fascinating business model. It's open source software. The only way a lot of people thought that you could ever compete with Microsoft and its iron grip on the world of software, and particularly business-oriented software, was not to compete with them as just a single company, but rather have thousands of programmers all contributing pieces of code into a large programming body of code that is called Linux today. And Red Hat has put its brand on that. And while Red Hat is still much, much smaller than Microsoft, it has been the stock to own over the last 2 years, not Microsoft.
Amazing. Amazing that I got it right.
It is amazing that you got it right, Elinda. In fact, you got two of them right. And I thought that you actually missed the easiest one. I thought maybe you'd think or know that Krispy Kreme had been pounded over the last couple of years.
You know, I think I was blinded by my love of the donuts.
And that's very valid. I've been known to stop through our local drive-thru. We have one of those Krispy Kreme drive-thrus, a deadly thing here on Route 1 in Alexandria, Virginia, where I've made my occasional spot. I think the security cameras are picking up there. Elinda, thank you very much for playing. You walk away a winner from this show. That wraps up our inaugural game of Stock Up or Stock Down. Elinda won two full ball caps this week. You can always hear this game and this show online at fool.npr.org. And to keep updated on all the things happening at Fool Radio, just sign up for our free weekly radio email. Log on to fool.com, scroll down to the free email newsletter section, and click on Fool Radio Weekly. Coming up, we'll talk to index fund innovator and the founder of Vanguard, Jack Bogle. You're listening to The Motley Fool Radio Show from NPR.